As sure a sign of spring as anything, the bear sightings are beginning to pile up on the peninsula. A couple of black bears have been reported around Salteshi trails, and I got a good look at a couple of brown bear cubs between Sterling and Cooper Landing, trying to decide if they could dodge the weekend traffic and scurry to the other side of the highway. So I thought it would be a good time to check in with Jeff Selinger, the area biologist at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Office in Soldotna, and see what's doing with our furry neighbors.
Yep, bears have been out for a little bit. You know, there's probably still some of the brown bears up in the high country. If you got sows with cubs of the year, they tend to be the last ones to come out of the den. So I'm guessing some of those are still probably holed up. But yep, bears are definitely out and active right now.
Selinger says most bear activity is happening along the coasts, but a few bears have been harvested and brought in to be sealed since the beginning of the year. And he says the same advice is always in effect for people looking to spend a little time in the backcountry or just keep the bears away from home.
Yeah, the biggest thing to do is always be aware that you're in bear country out there. Secure trash, secure any food attractants. Don't get focused if you're on the river. Don't get just focused on fishing if you're along the bank. Use all your senses. Use your sense of smell, because if you can smell rotted, you know, flesh material, whether it's fish or, you know, a moose or something like that that died over the winter, you know that there could be bears in the area looking to feed on that as well. You know, around the homes, you know, pick up the garbage, look at your barbecue grills, make sure they're not, you know, full of grease, and get those cleaned up. Time to take down the bird feeders so there isn't bird seed out that the bears can eat.
Common sense, in other words, and not just as it pertains to bears. Moose calves will start showing up soon, too.
You know, that friendly neighborhood moose that you've known for a while may be a little bit agitated if it feels calves are being threatened by people or dogs. So just be aware of all those things when we're out in the woods this time of year.
Overall, Selinger says population estimates for moose look pretty good on the southern peninsula, south of the Kasiloff River. Other areas aren't in quite as good a shape, though, but that could be changing around the central peninsula, where fires in recent years have cleared the way for some pretty good feeding grounds.
We're seeing better conditions there, signs of some decent browse regenerating in there. You know, the willows, the aspen, and the birch are coming back in there in a lot of spots, and it's producing some pretty good forage. We did a census up there. Our numbers are looking like they're going to be in the, you know, moose per square mile range, maybe just over a moose per square mile. So that area is still regenerating from the Funny River fire. So we expect that to improve as time goes on. But relative to what we had in that country 15, 20 years ago, our moose numbers are low there as well.
Selinger says over the next 4 to 5 years, if other conditions allow, we may begin to see moose taking advantage of that fresh growth by way of more successful breeding and perhaps better population numbers.